Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Football Friday on WGR brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino, call the eights, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1992. I closed it, and then I guessed on the year.
There was a question mark.
I closed
that.
It because I wanted to see where we were, and I wanted to find that out, but I can't. 1922.
Okay.
Would you have believed 1992? You're like, no, I've been going to Crosby's since the 30s.
You've been reading that sponsor for years, and I know I would have been guessing.
My
sorry,
Pappy went to Crosby's in the 30s, and I can't believe anybody would think it only opened in 1992. Today we are at Leo's Pizzeria. Let's focus on that.
Yes, I agree.
On Southwestern Angle in Southwestern, out closer to the stadium for our Bud Light Buffalo Football Friday happy hour. Now I've opened one that says we're in the wrong location. I blame myself. Yeah,
ignore,
Bud Light.
Ignore that. Yeah,
easy to drink. Why does this exist?
They have. Well, they have a few locations. Is what they have one. There's one in Lancaster. There's one in East Aurora, and there's this one locally that I'm aware of. This is what Googling and scoping out the menu will do for you.
Easy to enjoy. Which hopefully our show is easy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Okay. So, we have not ordered a pizza. There's been a brief discussion
yes.
with management
mm-hmm.
about the plan.
Highest levels of management.
I think 5:30. That's actually when people normally eat
yeah.
things like pizza.
Sure.
Later yeah. on in the day. You put in your work day, and then it's like, okay,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
dinner time,
yeah.
if you will. Instead, unless you think we should just talk about pizza toppings on this Football Friday, we need to talk about the Patriots and the situation. Let's talk about the situation.
The situation being that they're 9-2 and the Bills are 6-3.
It's part of it.
And their quarterback doesn't really seem like he can miss. Did he only miss long throws last night? There was a point in that game where I saw his only incompletions were, and I didn't see the incompletions. I was sort of dipping in and out. I was watching the Sabres. as well.
Well, good for
last
you.
Night. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to put my time in, and but I just know, like, catching up on the game and just following along on social media, it was like two long passes to Kyle Williams. Is that the right
yes.
name? Were the only incompletions at some point in the game.
And he ended up
not at like 8:30. Like, it was, you know, into the game, and he had just a bunch of, you know, really, really accurate throws everywhere else.
I think may have been 11 for 11 at one okay. point. So, yeah.
He has the potential to make you shook, I think, a little bit. Like, it's you sort of keep waiting. I'm doing the same thing maybe a lot of football fans, even if they don't have an interest in the Bills, is following the AFC, following the league, and sort of waiting for order to be restored. You know, Baltimore is a long way from restoring order still. I mean, they're getting closer, but they're down because they had such a tough start to the season and Lamar Jackson missed time. But Kansas City, Buffalo, like, let's get it together, right? Indianapolis, New England, Denver, what are we doing here? And New England just sort of keeps going, and it's to me, it's largely May. You know, I don't want to go long on their defensive prowess off a game like last night where they're playing a team that just can't really do anything on offense in the Jets. But on offense, May just, he's got escapability, he can make all the throws, and he's accurate. He's making the throws. Like, he's putting the ball where it needs to be, and that just is such a, it's such a benefit to have on an offense when, you know, 3rd and 7, okay, move around a little bit and find Hunter Henry.
I think he never had to move last night. That's going to change.
You know, I hope
to the point about the Jets, and I'm not saying he's not good or even great, but my thought watching them last night was, obviously, he seems like a good processor and gets the ball to the right guy, but I think that was pretty easy last night for him, which is in contrast to how the Bills tend to look lately. But not so much against the Jets. So they have won 8 games in a row, though.
Yep.
Like, you can't just put it all on the Jets' shoulders
right.
that this is happening.
I mean, their schedule has been soft, but they found a way to beat Tampa last week. They found a way to beat the Bills quite a few weeks ago now. So they've been up to the challenge when it's been a more, you know, credible opponent on the other side. And, you know, so sure, there's some benefit to not having to play someone that's at a playoff caliber level every week, but when they've been faced with it, they've dealt with it. And even if he doesn't have to move, I think we know that he can and be pretty effective doing it. He was great on the move against the Bills. Holy cow, that rollout throw down the sideline late to Diggs was elite.
Yep.
level.
Yep.
That's Josh Allen level, Sports Center. Did you see what this guy did type throws?
When was the last time we saw Allen do that? Those miracle kind of plays. It's been a while. But yes.
It's been pretty ordinary.
You're in tough now.
Yeah.
Here's how I look at it. New England is 9-2. And now it's at the point where, as the Bills in this, you're happy that you get to play them again. Because otherwise, it's like last year with Kansas City, you're chasing and you're hoping.
Right.
At least you get to get one back if you can get it. I think you can probably lock New England in on 12 wins, minimum. They have 6 games left, and 3 of them are the Giants. I'm even skipping at Cincinnati, by the way, which is next week.
All right.
Off of the so-called mini bye. But 3 of the games are the Giants at home, 2 weeks away, with or without Dart. That team, the Patriots might be a double-digit favorite.
I think Dart gives them a punching chance, but without him, they're cooked, I think.
Yeah, even if Dart is healthy and plays, what's the line? 8? Like, I think you can lock New England in on 12. The Giants are 1 game. At the Jets is another in week 17. And then Miami at home in 18. Like, if the Patriots have a stake those last 2 weeks, or even especially week 18, mm-hmm. the Dolphins mm-hmm. at home in Foxborough, it's happened before. Fitzpatrick won that game in Foxborough.
That's right.
But
that's right.
The other games are next week for the Patriots at Cincinnati, Bills at Ravens. So if you're New England, irrespective of the rest of the conference, you're just thinking about, you and I are talking and we're on EEI. They're 9-2 without the accents and the, you know, other horrible traits.
I'm really inside. My inner voice is debating how hard to go at that. I'm going to not go hard at all.
There could be a lot of offenses we're going to not subscribe to by this hypothetical situation. Would you take 12-5?
From New England?
Yes.
Yes. I think that schedule almost dictates that.
You would take that if you're the Patriots.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I thought you meant from my.
That's why I went through that whole thing where, like, imagining we're on the radio.
Right, sorry. See,
the horror.
I'm easily distracted. I was still hung up on how bad I would cop a Boston accent if I tried. Sorry.
Should the Patriots sign for 12-5?
No,
because that's probably not the one. And I think
Their record's good enough right now, and the schedule's soft enough that they should be aiming for that.
That's right. Whether you want to say suddenly or not, the one is the play. I mean, that's what we spent all summer dreaming about, is the one. And so if they wouldn't take 12-5, now we're back in Buffalo. We come back over to Leo's Pizzeria on Southwestern. Would you take for the Patriots 12-5?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Well, then, okay.
I think that's the best I can hope for with that schedule.
Well, that's what I'm saying, too.
Locked
them in on 12.
I beat them. Baltimore beats them. And
Cincinnati.
One of these games is a fluky weirdo game, and they just get got one other time. That's them, given their schedule and how they continue to just stack good enough performances. Like, you know, they didn't kill the Jets. I mean, you know, they won by 13. It was comfortable. They were never challenged. I mean, the Jets had a 7-0 lead, and then it's three straight touchdowns before the Jets score again. So it really wasn't a competitive game, but you know, it was there. You know, it was there enough if the Jets could make a play here or there. It's a game like the Bills have played this year. It's the Miami game, maybe, not even that. That was a tighter squeeze for the Bills. But you know, we've had those games where it's like, I won by a lot. Was I great? Did I kill? You know, how much better am I than them? You could get there, but they just sort of keep finding a way to do enough, and I would settle for them at 12 and hope I can get to 13, which I think is going to be a really heavy. That's only one more loss.
Well, you might be able to win the division in a tie.
The loss to Miami is going to sting department, because division record is what comes. If you split with New England,
you have to have one of those Patriot losses be Dolphins or Jets.
Yep.
And then
maybe it
beat them another way. Conference, I don't know.
Next,
they've lost to the Raiders. They've lost to Pittsburgh. They might not win. They might not beat you on the next tiebreaker. So, but you know, 12, okay. I mean, would you take 12-5 for the Bills? How could you not?
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard not to. Can you feel the resignation in my voice?
I could
that?
Hear it.
Yeah. I don't like that, but yeah, where you're at right now, Eagles on the horizon, who knows what the Bengals are on the horizon,
the Bucks
right
at Houston,
New England, if you want you
I think you have to take 12-5.
Yeah,
I think right now that's the point I've been here and there alluding to for maybe a month now, is you might have to just settle for second.
Yeah.
With their schedule and that win here in week five, and how it all sort of lays out, it's going to be hard to get to the top of the AFC East. It's going to be hard. Like, you're going to need something to go sideways for them. And some or all of these, this anxiety we're all talking about with the Bills all the time, changes. And, you know, here's a game where you're a 5.5-point favorite. Your opponent's good but beatable.
Yeah.
And you got weather Sunday, maybe wind, and maybe you like that for this game.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe if you're hoping that this team you're playing is susceptible to the pass, that you can get your passing game on track, maybe that's bad news. Because they need more adversity in that part of their game, right, to deal with elements on top of whatever ineptitude, if that's not too strong, they're experiencing on that side of the ball. They're disjointed, to say the least, I think, in that part of their offense, the passing game. So, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this game today, and one thing that came to mind, and it's hard, I cannot get all the way there. With, you know, any kind of authority. I'm shook by last week. You were nervous. I'm like, get out of here. You were nervous about Carolina, too. They beat them 40-9. I don't want to hear it. They're going to kill this team. And, you know, they got handled pretty comfortably.
Boy, that's interesting.
But one thing I had in my head today about this opponent was how you felt about Dallas 2 years ago. Like, is this team, Tampa is going to come in here and win here? You know, Dallas is different. Their profile is different. They've let down their fans in spots like that, you know, way more often. You know, it's hard.
What you're saying, by the way, is the Dallas game 2 years ago, I never had any doubt that the Bills would roll.
Right. Sorry. Thank you. Yeah.
Maybe
San Francisco was a little bit like that, too, last year. Right? You know, they were kind of wounded coming in. And, you know, Tampa doesn't have the profile of those teams, so along with that, you don't have as deeply ingrained opinions about them in a spot like this because they're more of a mystery, I think, to you. But Tampa really is going to come in here on a chilly, windy November day and beat the Bills? Get out of here.
Well,
but I can't get all the way there because just too much has been going wrong for them. Really, it was last week. Just the week before, they looked great. So I'm probably exaggerating. I'm a victim of the moment here a little bit, but I want to believe that the Bills they should have earned enough trust. They've been good enough for long enough that they should have this. But I'm spooked by last week. I'm afraid that last week wasn't just one of those days. It's more of a symptom of a big problem that they've got on their hands offensively. And if this game starts and they're in, you know, 3rd and 6 and can't complete a pass.
Well, I'll tell you what happens then. They'll get booed.
Right.
Like that's, I mean, I think we have some claim to knowing or feeling, maybe we have an educated guess as to how the fan base is right now. And it starts with the super high, almost unreasonable standard and expectation that they have established. Every one of these years has to be a Super Bowl appearance or it's a failure. Like last year, the takeaway was this wasn't good enough. They won 15 games and then lost by a field goal to the Chiefs. Like, yeah, well, here, let me tell you about their problems. Let me tell you why the coach should be fired. You know, like, that's the standard. And you have that, plus now the Patriots have become the first team in a long time in the AFC East to scare you.
They are just way more of a problem. I don't need way sooner, but sooner than we thought, right? A lot of the summer, even early in the season, was sort of spent with, like, you know, they're going to be in the mirror, but really, you know, are they one of the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, like, really closing on me? Or am I, like, just sort of, yeah, I'm fine. I'm sightseeing. I'm good here. I'm not about to get caught by a T-Rex. They've caught him past me.
What is this movie?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Oh, that's right. My family made me watch that one time.
Okay.
I remember.
I didn't mean to pick such an obscure reference.
Yeah, no.
I could have quoted Fletch or something, and you would have got it, I suppose.
Oh, easily.
No one else would have, but you would have.
Using the whole fist, Doc? No, Jurassic Park, right. Remember Wayne Knight, Newman.
Sure.
Getting, like, eaten or something.
Yeah.
Did that happen? Is that Jurassic Park?
Yeah, yeah. He was a bad guy in the original.
Was he?
Yeah, like, he, I think.
I think he was maybe good, and then, here, who am I to tell you how Jurassic, what about Jurassic Park? I know I was at.
He deserved to get eaten.
He did?
You were glad, I think, when he got eaten.
Oh, that's
he had
how.
He had done something that, well, he sort of like, did a bad thing, and then he got eaten.
That's how close of attention I paid to
and
it.
It felt like justice when he got eaten. I think I'm okay here. I don't know. It's been a long time.
It probably has. I've been to the set.
Oh, okay.
In Maui.
Sure. All right.
I think it was Maui, of Jurassic Park, but no.
All right.
Anyway, you were saying?
They're way closer. They ended up overtaking you. They were so close that they just jumped past you. They didn't even bother eating you yet. Now they might just be playing with their food. They're just up there, and you're chasing them. So, and no one, I was not expecting at all to be chasing that team.
We'll talk to Sam, and neither was he.
Right.
But I also don't want to completely capitulate here. If this is a question I have for Sam. If, I mean, I know they played last night, so this is not realistic. But say the Bills and the Patriots, their next game were the game in Foxborough. What's the line? Are the Patriots even a field goal favorite at home against the Bills, like right now?
Maybe not.
Maybe
2.5.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Is what they're, I would guess.
They're
I'm
probably favored by less than – that'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Favored by less than three. And you're great at this. So if Sam's listening, he's just going to say what you said. He should. But, yeah, like two. Do you want to give the Bills a field goal at Foxborough right now? I don't think I do. So if it ends up – like going into this week – the AFC playoff picture was New England 3, Buffalo 6. That's the first round. How bad is that? Can we still live with, and it could get better, it also could get worse, the possibility that this year, to get to the Super Bowl, you're going to have to go through, you're going to have to go on the road, but it's the Patriots and the Colts and the Broncos, or some combination, or the Steelers, or some combination like that. I was thinking, too, about how this reality with the Patriots, what it means to the end of the stadium. Because we're a little bit closer all the time to that Week 18 Jet game being it.
Yeah.
And if they're, if they're a 5 or a 6, they could end up playing at home again. But that would be very unlikely.
We wouldn't know it sitting there watching Week 18 against the Jets.
And imagine the vibe in the stadium then. If it's, wild card. Maybe you've already clinched it, but you can't get to the first. You can't get to first place.
Yep.
And okay, this is fun.
Right? Are they resting Week 18 to preserve because they're locked into the six or something?
And right, no, that's right. Like, right now, so that's what it is.
It's the last game. Oh, I don't want to finish all the thoughts I just had about what that could feel like because it's gross.
Okay,
I am bailing out.
It's Friday.
On that. I just do not want to paint that picture for anybody. I think we said enough that people are driving in their cars right now, painting the picture, and they're mad.
Well,
but, I mean, that's that's how it goes.
It's kind of what we do.
Just know I'm with you. I'm mad, too. I'm mad at myself. I'm mad at what just all flashed through my mind. Don't feel good about
it. I'm going to play some Quick Draw today.
All right.
We're going to be here for 3 more hours at least.
Yeah.
Why not just sort of run up 10, 20 games and maybe I'll win? What do you think my chances are, good or bad?
Not great. Not
great. They can't be great.
No.
I have won. 4 figures at Quick Draw in my life.
All right. I don't think I've ever won a penny.
I'll tell you that story.
I'm also not someone who – I've not frequented,
No. It's been many years since I've
played Quick Draw. A time or two with my wife, we've been in, a certain kind of joint, on vacation. What the hell? They got dusty bottles of Utica Club on the bottom shelf and a quick draw machine. Let's go.
That's what else is there to do?
Right. Welcome to Central New York. Welcome to the Central Leather Stocking region.
Football Friday next, Sam Paniatovic. Today, Sigmund Bloom and Sal Capaccio as well. We're at Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. Time for a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back in a snap. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Flip it back here. Turning inside. Spinning his way. All the way into the end zone is Anderson for the touchdown.
Tom. Welcome back. Football Friday from Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Upcoming, Sam Paniatovic from Bet Sweats. Sigmund Bloom today. Sal Capaccio as well.
Al Michaels on the call there from one of Travion Henderson's 3 touchdowns last night. You know how we feel about Al Michaels on this show.
Well, how do you feel? Because I feel great about him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate his time. He's a legend. That's how I feel about him. I don't think he's got his best stuff anymore, but he's getting by.
He's 80.
His partner could be I could launch Kirk Herbstreit into the sun.
Oh boy.
I do not have any time for Kirk Herbstreit.
Don't get Sam started on him.
I do not need Kirk Herbstreit. He sounds great, right? He clearly gets his thoughts across. I know he knows football. I think he especially knows college football. When he is talking for 45 seconds to a minute about Justin Fields and, like, why it hasn't worked. You know, everyone knows he's got all the talent in the world, and whether it's been the scheme fit, coaching, players around him, all, you know, just whatever, just has not really worked. But, you know, he's got a – do you want to mix in the one thing that everybody – like, my mom knows he can't see the field and process and, like, go through progressions. Like, that is – Justin Fields' fatal flaw is that, and, like, you're talking on a national telecast about this guy that you watched play at your beloved Ohio State.
Former Buckeye quarterbacks.
And you cannot make that. Now, forgive me, I did not take notes this entire game. But early on in the game, he's going through that, and I'm just staring at the TV going, dude, say the thing. Just say the thing. Stop making excuses for him about scheme fit and coaching and teammates and whatever, and just say the thing. He didn't say the thing. Maybe he said the thing later while I was watching the Sabres lose. But, man.
I might have tuned it out last night.
He makes me insane.
I didn't have my usual crisis over the broadcast, any broadcast.
I clearly did.
I don't know why I didn't.
It's coming out right now.
He did say on – do we have Sam yet? He did say on Fields' touchdown to start the game that he made the wrong read. That the read was to Hall.
That's something.
And he's just so fast, he scored anyway. And that's the drug of Justin Fields, I think. With us now from BetSweats, Sam Paniatovich, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. BetSweats, weekday mornings, 9 to noon. Sam has a free day tomorrow. I think he should come up here. I had that idea this morning when Sam said, I got nothing tomorrow. Because also, Sam, you guys are always complaining about with the YouTube thing how you can't watch the big college games. We have that. I have that. Bulldog and I both have.
We can watch that on my phone.
We got Texas-Georgia. We got the Ole Miss game that is big for you. Come on up.
7-hour drive to watch football with my boys. I'm thinking about it.
IPAs for days.
Whatever.
IPAs for miles.
Place
Sam.
To stay. Whatever. What's not to like?
I also have nothing to do tomorrow other than like pile up some leaves and mulch them up. Like that's my plan.
I might even be free.
Which I like as a plan for a Saturday because it gives me a clear conscience about going out for some beers after. Like, oh, I took care of the farm. Time to go relax. But take off my work boots.
All right.
I don't have work
boots.
Well,
Sam, it's an idea.
Thinking about I'm thinking about this Bills game, and I honestly have no idea what to do in it. You know, we don't have to bet every game, as everybody knows. I think Tampa is going to be the public dog, though. That's the sense that I get, and I texted a couple of guys in Vegas, and they're like, oh, the public's all over Tampa so far. Now, a lot could change into Saturday and Sunday because the public doesn't usually bet during the week. The public likes to bet 30 minutes until kick. But it's already sort of morphing into that public underdog where people are putting Tampa plus the points in parlays. They're using Tampa on the money line. And mostly it's a fade of the Buffalo Bills because most NFL bettors, for the most part, like to bet on or against what they saw last week.
This is good for us, right? Because this is the room, and the room is going Tampa's way, and we like that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, naturally, after Buffalo beats Kansas City, it's like, oh, well, they'll definitely blow out the Dolphins, and then we know what happened there. We don't have to, you know, revisit that. So now off of that performance, it's, oh, well, why is Buffalo laying 5.5 to Tampa? Baker Mayfield's awesome. And Baker actually hasn't played that well since before the Detroit game. And I know they're going to get some guys back on offense and all that. And we know that the Bills front has been challenged with injuries, and, you know, those have been chronicled accordingly. I'll tell you what, though, the sharpest move in this game came on the under. I mean, this was 49 on Tuesday, and now I'm looking 46.5 and 46. So the sharpest support financially on this game has been on the under. So people are betting against offense.
Does it make sense to you, all of that put together? Like, you've been somebody very bullish on the Bills all through the year. Does it feel right to you that maybe the public is jumping off of them?
Well, they've been jumping off them since the Atlanta game. I think there wasn't really an appetite. I mean, there certainly wasn't an appetite to bet the Bills against Kansas City. We talked about this on this very show. Buffalo is sort of cooling by the moment. And, you know, as somebody holding a bunch of Bills stock, I don't love seeing a number bigger than what I bet to win the Super Bowl, but you know, if guys get back on that D-line and Josh shows up in these big games, I think it's going to be okay. I still think there's a very real possibility where we get to, you know, January and it's Jim and Tony on the call and they say the 5-seed Buffalo Bills and the 7-seed Kansas City Chiefs for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Because I don't know, guys. I look at these teams on top. New England, Indy, Denver. I don't think any of them are playoff good. I'm sorry. I don't feel that way.
Well, we opened up talking about the Patriots. Obviously, they played last night, and they're now 9-2. And, I think similarly, like that's how I think a lot of us feel. But they just keep finding ways. And I know the schedule's terrible, but, they did beat the Bills, and they did beat the Bucs on the road last week. Those might be their best wins of the year. I keep waiting for them to falter, but nobody's faltering. There are those, they're 9-2 now, and the other two up there, Denver and Indy, that are surprises, are 8-2. And we'll see. I mean, Denver's got Kansas City this week, so that's a big test. But I don't know. I'm tired of waiting for these teams to stumble. I can't believe they're stumble proof, but so far they pretty much are.
So far.
Well, there's a different level in the postseason, and there's something to be said about pressure and teams that know how to win. And until Drake May or Daniel Jones or Bo Nix beats Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, I don't think it's real. It's sort of like Fugazi, as Johnny Depp said in A Bronx Tale. So, or not A Bronx Tale. I'm totally blanking on the movie right now.
Jurassic Depp Park.
Not Jurassic Park. It's not Jurassic Park. It's the movie when he's the jeweler, Don the jeweler. And he doesn't
have
no
idea.
Beside the point.
Fletch?
I'll get to it.
Have I seen the Johnny Depp movie? Have I seen the Johnny Depp movie? Yes. I've seen two.
It's Don the Jeweler. How do you not remember Don the Jeweler? What's the name of the movie? I cannot think of it.
No idea. My dad's a jeweler. Okay. No idea. One, the second, the newer Willy Wonka. Two, I was forced to watch, similar to the Jurassic Park story from earlier, the Pirates movie.
Oh, sure.
But come on. The Pirates. How anybody finds that interesting at all is incredible.
The Pirates movie. Incredible. There's like 20 of
them. I would never. I gave my family one.
Yeah.
Not that they cared.
Brasco. Yeah. Donnie Brasco's the movie. Okay. I just came.
Whatever. Never heard
Whatever.
Of it. I've heard of it. Never seen it.
Great.
Sam, good talk. What's the line? Forget the Patriots having played last night. Like, say, whatever. They didn't. And this week, they're hosting the Bills. What's the spread? Buffalo at New England this week.
Buffalo, I have, let's see, 4 points better on a neutral. So if we're going to give 3 for home field, we're at Buffalo -1.
Do you think that's what the market would give us? Bills road
favorite? I have a hard time believing people wouldn't bet the Bills. So if I opened at 1, I could see it move to 1.5, 2. I mean, I don't think you can make the Patriots favor because the guys would line up out the door to bet the Bills +1, 1.5. It would just happen. And then you'd eventually get the Bills as the favorite. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to start Buffalo favorite, but at the same time, it can't be Buffalo -3. Because guys would bet +3. I mean, this Patriots team has won 8 games in a row, and here's the crazy part. They've made people money. Of those 8 games, I believe they've covered 6 of them. So knowing all of that, it all goes into the equation. If you open Buffalo -3 at New England, wise guys would whack the Patriots +3. So I think a very fair open would be Buffalo -1 and see where the money goes.
Are we including last night as one of their covers?
Well, I mean, the line was 10 on Monday. It was 13 by kickoff. So if you got a good number, which we discuss all the time, like we talked last week about Notre Dame Navy, we were talking about laying 27. It was 31 at kickoff. I got a text from my buddies. You like Notre Dame -31? I'm like, stop gambling. Please stop. Could have laid 24, 26, 27, and you want to lay 31. They didn't not cover. I mean, the highest number I saw was 13. So if you want to call it 5-2-1 last 8, let's call it 5-2-1.
Whatever. Fine. Sam Paniadovich with us. Matthew Stafford has never finished higher in the MVP vote than 8th. Well, this is his year, right? It's a tough matchup Sunday. May, Stafford, and then, well, I guess Jonathan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Then Taylor might be the next name. Is there anything, I mean, Allen, Mahomes, some other quarterback perhaps. Is there anything you want, you like your value, you like your good prices. Is there anything you want to do right now with MVP?
I was listening to you guys a couple weeks ago, and I think it was you, Mike, that brought up Darnold at 20-1 for the MVP. And I remember you being like, as you were saying it, you thought, ugh, I need a shower, even thinking about this out loud. And now you look at the price, and it's much lower. I mean, I see Darnold at 9-1. I mean, I think everybody's assuming the Rams are just going to win, but there still may be some meat on that Sam Darnold bone at 11-1. I mean, if they win this game, they're a two-loss team. They're right there for the one seed in the NFC. And what's a better story? A guy leaving a team that won 14 games last year to go to a team that was supposed to win 7 games and take them to the number one seed in the NFC. I feel like for Stafford, it's a lifetime achievement type award if he does get it.
Yep.
Kind of like a collection of all his years. I mean, he's got 25 touchdowns and 2 picks. He's been unbelievable. But if the Seahawks pull the upset, we're going to be talking about Darnold at 4-5-1 to win the MVP. So if you think Seattle can hang, and I certainly think they can, Seattle might be worth a bet to win the division. And maybe Stafford and Darnold kind of come closer to the middle on price. And Sam Darnold at 11-1 is a lot shorter if they do upset the Rams.
Good logic. And if it matters even more, L.A. was his undoing last year. The 2 games in L.A., including the play Detroit in the middle, 2 games in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, if he wins there on a team, I guess a team everybody loves, I think that'll go a long way for him. College football, Bulldog, you had a thought this weekend? I could use a tip. What do you think? Could you use a tip?
Me? You could always use a tip. Yeah.
Sam, what do you like?
Do we have our pencils out? Are we ready to go? Because last week was fun. Iowa should have beat Oregon. Like, Iowa should have won the game, but we covered the 6.5. Here's our play this week. We've been pretty well with these so far. Texas, +6.5 at Georgia.
Again, the game will be on at my house and also
mine or the bar that I'm at or whatever, because my wife's working all weekend. So I am
assuming
I am in the wind. Look out.
My internet will go out 5 or 6 times, but otherwise
this is what the community needs. A 60-year-old man like me saying, look out, because my wife is working. What am I going to do? I'm going to go have like 3 beers and go home and take a nap.
And sleep.
That's Sam, I need you to breathe life into me is what I need.
Oh, he's begging you.
Get in the car, Sam.
He's begging you. Terrible. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy the weekend, wherever you spend it.
All right, gentlemen. I'll be texting you Saturday when the horns are covering. Don't worry.
Texas, Georgia. He's got a little bit of a Florida Ole Miss saga going this week. And I'm going to play that game in the picks later. Sigmund Bloom coming up at 4. Sam Panayotovich, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Check out his work at BetSweats weekday mornings, 9 to noon, and also leading up to kickoff on Sunday on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here from Leo's Pizzeria on Southwestern Boulevard. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.